dog
arms. I was going to ask you about that. Mm,
that's what he was. I said end hand, but they're dog arms. Put it inside the fire, put the wood on there.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I was meaning. What you call it, you know, in those days. Well, what would you call that big piece of wood that you put that might burn for like several days at a time?
Black log.
And then,
Now you putting that down? You want to know?
It's recorded.
Oh.
It's
I'm kidding you.
don't kill me.
No, I'm talking mighty slow.
No, you're not. You're talking just great. You're talking just normal, not natural. That's what I want you to do. Yeah. You're just fine.
No, I want to hear that thing.
Well, we will when we get to the end of it. We'll see. I'll let you hear it.
I'm going to tear it up if it ain't right.
No, you wouldn't do that to me. Yeah.
Yes, I would. You know, if I know that,
No, don't even think about that. That doesn't even matter, that old thing. I'm used to it. And you're getting used to it. Just forget about that. Well, what would you call the little pieces of wood that you use to start the fire?
Kennel.
And, now, like, in the fireplace, what would you call that stuff that you had to use to clean it out?
Ashes.
Yeah, you have to clean. And then that black stuff, you call that?
Soot.
Oh.
Come up the chimney. That's
yeah.
Soot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, now, what would you have, like, in the older houses, what would you have to sit on?
Yeah, chairs. We had cane bottom chairs, and they'd make, take cowhide and make bottoms of chairs. And they had chairs. And we had the old fashioned rocking chairs with their cane backs in them.
Mm-hmm.
They had rocking chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Had better things than they got now.
Did they have any of those long, like pieces of furniture that like several, two or three people could sit on at one time?
A Davenport?
Yeah, did they have?
No, they didn't have them in my childhood then, but that's later on.
But later on, you saw those, yes. They were called Davenport.
Uh-huh.
Now, what's the difference between that and like a sofa?
Well, just to change the name, that's all.
Uh-huh.
Well, a sofa is just something soft, and a Davenport is a big box wood thing with a leather padded springs in there. Some kind of way it's made, but anyhow.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But that. Sofa is when them call them dainty fine pieces.
Oh, yeah. Well, now you were telling me about this marble top bureau,
mm-hmm.
And yeah, it would have drawers
yeah.
in it.
Yeah, drawers on each side, and a little shelf up on the side of the mirror.
Oh, it had a mirror on it too.
Yeah, we call them bureaus then. Some of them call them dresses, but they were bureaus then. Had an oblong glass in it.
Oh, yeah.
Come on down and had this shelf on the side of the mirror on each side.
Mm-hmm.
And this down here was a mop. The dresser part was a marble top.
Oh, that was the marble top
mm-hmm.
part. Mm-hmm.
The top of the marble top.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, also in the bedroom, now, did people have kind of like a built-in place with a door on it to hang their,
closet.
Yeah, did they have those? And
no, they had wardrobes, they called.
Oh, they had wardrobes.
Mm. They called them old-fashioned wardrobes.
Uh-huh, and they used those as
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about to, what would you call things that people, well, like you have at that window, to pull down to shut out the light?
Window shades.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's what we call
yeah,
it now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, window shades.
And now was most of the was a lot of the furniture handmade in those days?
No, I don't know. Because all that we had around us was